Hi, this is Jackie B, the host of 5 Minutes of Real Life Shit. It's been a week, an emotional week. This is not your typical Freaky Friday because your girl is not feeling freaky at all. Yeah. This race still has me deep in my feelings, deep in my feelings. I do consider myself a runner, but I'm not ready to call myself a marathoner just yet. This is definitely a sprinkle of imposter syndrome because Chicago was my second marathon. And I also plan on running one or two marathons every year now. But for now, I'd rather say I run, dance, and walk a marathon whenever it's brought up. The past 4 months, I have been on a routine, a very strict routine. I have been putting in the work for this race, and now the race is over, and I'm feeling anxious. What I did this past Sunday is an accomplishment. I have to recognize that. I shared with you earlier in the week a fun fact about running a marathon. Less than 1% of the world's population has completed one. It is a big fucking deal. It is. I started off this week on a very high note, and it continued until midweek. But today I'm feeling kind of sad. I didn't experience this feeling after the New York City Marathon. I think I'm experiencing this now because I felt so much joy during this training and during the actual race. I was smiling for most of the 26.2 miles. I'm feeling the post-race blues. This is the first week since December where I'm resting. I'm physically doing nothing except for walking. But the walking is not helping with improving how I am feeling. Movement is my medicine. I have to sweat in order to feel great, and I'm not doing that right now. I know this recovery is needed, so I can continue to do hard shit. I'm no longer in my 20s where I can bounce back so quickly. I'm in my 30s, and I have to take it easy if I want to continue to do these type of activities for a long time. But I am feeling anxious with a little bit of sadness because I want to start working on my next race goal. I can't stay put. I don't know what being chill means when it comes to working out. I'm just like my father. We don't know what chill is. I do know this feeling will go away, and I'm counting down the hours until I can pick up running again. But it does make me nervous if this is something I will experience after each race, now that I found joy in running again. Your hoochie titi over here has some things to work through with my therapist. Well, this is all that I have for you for today. I'm always deep in my feelings, but today I'm really deep into it. I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend until we meet again next week. This is brought to you by Damn Girl Damn. Remember to subscribe to this podcast wherever you are listening.